The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greeting. There. So, hello and welcome, everyone. Hello and welcome to this rendition of Happy Hour. Makes me happy to be with you, to see you, to practice together. So for today's practice, I'd like to invite us to engage in simple metta, and there are a few different themes I want to bring in tonight. How much do I want to say to frame it? You know, maybe I'll say more. I'll reverse the order. We'll do the meditation together first, and maybe afterwards I'll say a few things about it. Yeah, let's shake things up. Why not? Just for the fun of it. So let's land together. Let's arrive together in our bodies. Arriving. Arriving wholeheartedly. If you need to shift and move to be comfortable, it's a good time to do that, to be kind to your body. Letting go. Letting go of what has come before. Whatever thoughts, engagements, occupations, preoccupations. Also letting go of planning what's yet to come afterwards. Carving this time out, this moment in time, in this moment, just to take refuge. To be simple, letting go. It's like Moses parting the Red Sea. Thoughts from the past, thoughts of the future. Hold on for a second. Just a path, paving a path. Of safety. In this moment, to gently walk down. It's peaceful here. It's peaceful. It's peaceful. Letting your awareness turn to the body. Hello, body, how are you? With kindness turning to the body. Dear body, sweetheart, are you tired? Are you anxious? Are you relaxed? Are you hurting? However you are. However you are, you can be just as you are. Welcome, welcome to be. You are welcome to be just as you are, dear body. I appreciate you. I appreciate this amazing body just the same. This incredible work of nature. Thank you, body. And let the breath be breathed. Let there be appreciation for this breath, this gift. And there may be comings and goings of thought, of sounds, sensations. It's okay. It's all okay. Connecting with the breath. The breath soothing, calming. Comforting, like a lullaby. Whatever is happening, the body and the heart and the mind. Let the breath, the sensations, the breath in the body be harbingers of peace. Here, 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 dear heart, just here, simply here, breathing. And if you'd like to add the phrases of metta for this body, for yourself, sitting quietly, may I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and joyful. May I be healthy and strong. And may my life unfold with ease. Simply dropping these gifts, these blessings, these wishes as a gift, not attached to the outcome. Who knows? We can't always ensure. Safety, happiness, health, ease. Conditions are changeable, and yet we offer this to ourselves to cultivate our heart and kindness towards ourselves with our good wishes. May I be safe. Let the goodness, the kindness of this wish land for you in your heart. May I be happy. Taste the deliciousness of this wish. Sense of happiness, even imagining yourself happy, smiling. May I be happy. May I be healthy. Receiving the kindness, the goodwill. Imagining yourself healthy, strong. As much as possible. May my life unfold with ease. May I have ease. Feeling yourself with ease. Ease of well-being. How nice. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. Safe. healthy, ease, and now if you would, bringing to your heart, to your mind, someone who has been kind to you. Maybe they've supported you. They've been there for you. Thoughtful, caring, someone for whom you feel a sense of gratitude in this moment. Could be someone recent or from your past, doesn't matter. The first person who comes up, this feeling of appreciation, just appreciating this being. Let your heart light up, appreciating this being and their goodness, this aspect of goodness that they've shared with you. This aspect of their generosity. That has impacted you. Let your heart light up, feeling this goodness, their care. Maybe the words thank you bubble up in your heart, or a smile shows up. Or maybe you just feel happier, lighter, bringing them to your heart. Let yourself rejoice. Really enjoy this goodness, this bright light. Relish it. Relish them. As if you were basking in sunlight, let yourself bask. Feel nourished by this kindness. this goodness, soaking it in. And if, just in case you get in your own way, feeling undeserving or shameful for, too much kindness, don't get in your own way. Who are you to get in the way of goodness, this person offering their kindness, their light, shining brightly? Give your heart to praise their goodness. Don't get in the way of goodness being appreciated. Being recognized. Celebrated. And from this place of joy, celebration, appreciation, letting there be the metta phrases for this being. May you be safe. Again, not attached to outcome, just offering out of generosity, out of appreciation, kindness, your own metta. Your gift of metta, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Appreciate how good it can feel for you, for your heart. To be offering these wishes to someone else. To offer metta, how happy making it is for you. Uplifting, uplifting. Be kind to another in our thoughts. If you find your mind wandering, reconnect. Connect with this being. Their kindness, their goodness. And sharing metta. May you be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease, dear one. And if you like to turn back to yourself, metta for yourself, or metta for both of us, may both of us be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. You are welcome to do either. Let it be nourishing, this practice. Not a grim duty, but nourishing, joyful. Soothing, uplifting. And as we bring this practice period to a close, opening all the doors and windows of our heart and shining our metta, our goodwill, our good wishes, and offering it freely to everyone, to all beings. May all beings everywhere, all beings, be safe, happy, healthy, at ease. May all beings everywhere be well. Know goodness. Know their own goodness and the goodness of others. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thanks for your practice. So we started 5 minutes earlier today since I didn't give a dharma exercise. So I stopped 5 minutes early too. Our 30-minute sit together went by quickly, at least for me. So a couple of themes that I brought in for our practice today. We first started with, as always, with grounding, with the breath, with the body, settling, and a sense of kindness towards this body, acceptance of this amazing body. Then we turned to metta for ourselves, just simply with the four phrases of metta, or whatever your phrases might be. And then we turned to appreciate goodness, someone's kindness to us recently in the past. And we led our hearts, we invited our hearts to rejoice, celebrate, really feel the beauty, the goodness of the kind act as a way of uplifting, appreciating kindness, goodness. And I do wonder whether you felt an uplift in your heart. I know that I was smiling, just feeling this kindness, this goodness from this person, a young person, in fact, just relishing. Wow, goodness in the world, goodness shining, this person. And then from there, turning to metta, sharing kindness, metta, goodwill for this being as our gift of generosity. And then at the end, turning again to ourselves or to both of us, and then opening to all beings. So all these turns, many times, you know, we might start practicing and maybe practice feels heavy or like a thud. And then we turn to, say, appreciating this body and maybe something opens up, or we turn to appreciating someone's goodness and wow, the heart just lights up. There's a sense of brightness in the heart. And that lights up the rest of our practice for them, for ourselves, for others. So there are lots of helpful, skillful means that we can use in this practice. To cultivate kindness, to cultivate goodwill, to turn, to keep turning our heart to kindness towards others, ourselves. So we have a few minutes for reflections, questions, comments, what came up for you, if you'd like to share for the benefit of the Sangha, maybe your opening, if there was an aha moment that helps others also for their aha moments. If there's something challenging, you can bring it up. How do I work with this? Because if you have this question, the chances are other people have the same question. And there's no wrong question here. Treat it all with kindness. You can type in chat if it's typed to me privately. I won't read your name. Type to everyone, I'll read your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand. your physical hands I may not see. So I'll take a pause as I sip my tea. Pat says on YouTube, thank you, Nikki. Very quiet tonight. Nice for the evening. Yes. Until tomorrow morning. Yes. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Very grateful for this work. Radiant. Thank you, Pat. Grateful for your practice. Radiant. Catherine.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
For the practice. I'm in a moment where I can feel like I'm triggered into old habits, old patterns that are really deep ones. And I kind of called the situation in because I want to work with them and heal them. But I'm seeing that like part of that pattern or habit is to really feels like the door is really shut on self metta. And the way that that is shut is through like disconnection, as opposed to like, I think it's easier for me when I'm feeling like a big, like fear or anger or sadness to like turn love towards that feeling, but this is kind of like a dissociation that makes it very hard to even stay focused enough to remember to come to, or even remember what it feels like, what self-kindness feels like. So I think partially I'm just naming that because that helps like bring it back, because I can feel emotion coming up now. But I just wanted to name that in case other people have that experience too, and how to work with that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine, and don't meet yourself just yet. Thank you for bringing that up. And just to reflect back, what I heard you say was some challenge with another person, and you intentionally brought that in, you called that in to work with it, to bring some metta to it, to yourself, to them. And then it became perhaps a little overwhelming in a way, and the old pattern, habit patterns of your mind came in. I was like, wow, overwhelm. Okay. I've lost contact with myself because I'm hurting right now. And yet this is so hard. I'm so angry and afraid and all. Like, wait, how do I connect here? And you actually naming that and sharing that, oh, it's brought some connection. Yes. It's like this, and it's okay. It's not as overwhelming when you actually say it out loud. It's not as overwhelming as it seemed silently in your mind a moment ago. Isn't that amazing?
And yes. So,
yeah. So that overwhelm. Oh yeah. It comes down. It comes down a notch, and like, oh yeah, I can connect with myself. I'm here. Yes. And there's an appreciating then the sense of uprightness that has spoken up and shared this. Said this out loud. And another thing I would suggest, as you may know, is bow to this, you know, what you've brought in to work with when it becomes a little unstable and disconnected. And just bow to it. Thank you. I will come back to you. I respect you. And now let me put you aside for a moment and stabilize with my hand, with my feet, just loving the connection. I mean, it doesn't have to be any more than that. Just like, I'm here. And imagine yourself, you're the Buddha. You're the Buddha sitting under the Bodhi tree, touching the earth. Touch the earth. It's like, this earth be my witness. I'm here. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. And that sense of connection to the earth can bring that sense of connection to yourself and the way back into metta. How does that sound?
Yeah, it feels good, and it's helping me with the piece that I think was making it so hard, which is to actually offer compassion and love to the part of me that shut down out of such a, like out of care, right?
Yeah.
That the overwhelm into like dissociation and even like self-criticism, like I can see again how like, oh, sweetheart, like you're really doing your best. You're doing your best to protect this tender heart and this overwhelm. And that feels like the way back in.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautifully said, beautifully felt. Exactly. Oh, sweetheart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And sweetheart, you can relax. It's okay. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you, Catherine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Lovely. Yeah. So, any other reflections from today? I see there's a question. Privately has come about something I taught actually yesterday morning on YouTube when I talked about not breathing into the nostrils. That if you're doing, if you're noticing your breath here at the Anapanasati, the mindfulness spot, notice it outside, not inside your nose. And asking for a little more explanation about that. So the problem, again, if you just practice a little bit here and there, you wouldn't notice if you're doing deep sinus breathing. But if you keep practicing more and more and more, there's a sense of constriction in the nose that will become so prominent that inside the nose, it'll feel like bricks and one will not be able to breathe, actually. Just one will feel hardness, what's called the earth element, sense of hardness in the face, in the back of the nose happens. So that is the problem with deep sinus breathing as a practitioner. Bad habit. So the time has come. Let's turn to practicing in small groups together. And the invitation is to share kindness with each other. This is an opportunity, the small groups, an opportunity. I mean, now you've been sharing kindness in your mind to yourself, to others. Now you have the opportunity to be kind, to show up with kindness, to turn your heart, your mind towards kindness. And the prompt, I'd like to give you a prompt. The prompt is, as you are showing up with kindness, this is the how. The what is, if you'd like to share something about an act of kindness that has been shared with you recently, maybe what came up for you in your meditation tonight, or anything else, or you can also share silence and space with others. Let's go reverse alphabetical order based on your first name. One person will say maybe just one nugget, not a long monologue, maybe just a minute. The other person will say just one more minute, and then the next person another minute, and they'll come back to you. And you'll go round and round until the time is up. And just speak from your own experience, not managing or trying to control other people's experience. Let them be as they are, even if they are with you in silence. Let it be just as it is. So, going to create the rooms here. And take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Be kind, be kind, be kind. I cannot emphasize being kind enough. Here we go, opening the rooms. Left. And would love to hear if there are any reflections, comments, something that maybe came up in the groups, any aha moments, anything else, sharing kindness. You can raise your hand or type in chat. Seems like Jennifer is waving, so I don't see your physical hands. So I have to. Okay, Jennifer, I see you. I'm gonna ask you to unmute there.
Okay, mine is really fast. I just had a really nice loving group tonight and it felt so good in my heart. So I'm grateful for that.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, thank you. Thanks for bringing that in. It uplifts my heart always to hear how lovely, connecting, and warm and supportive the groups can be. It's so lovely. So thank you for bringing that into the space, Jennifer. Lovely. So, dear ones, it is 7 p.m., the end of happy hour. Thank you for coming, for practicing, for cultivating your heart for the benefit of yourself and all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thanks all. Take good care. Be well. See you. Oh, I'm not teaching on Friday. I will see you on Monday. And for those of you who come to the 7 a.m., I'll see you tomorrow morning on YouTube. Bye for now.